My name's Ray Giardini. I have been a member of the Arab Family Working Group since its inception. I began with the group when I was at the American University of Beirut, when in 2005 I moved to the American University in Cairo and was there for 6 years, continuing with the work of the group. And for the past 18 months, I have returned to Beirut in Lebanon at the Lebanese American University in the Institute for Migration Studies there in the Department of Social Sciences. My research interest has been primarily to look at issues to do with migrant domestic workers. I first came to be interested in this issue when I arrived in Lebanon in 1999. With the Arab Family Working Group, it seemed to me to be an important issue to add, that is, the issue of foreign workers working within Lebanese family households, for there's probably at least one in three or four households that employ a domestic worker from abroad, mainly from countries like Sri Lanka, the Philippines, Ethiopia, and since 2006, a large influx of women domestic workers from Nepal, from other African Francophone countries, and so on. The issue of having a foreign person working, doing most of the household, if not all the household chores, within apartments of various sizes in Lebanon has been a big issue, in the sense of a lot of critiques, including my own work, which looks at the way in which these women from other countries are treated here. These are issues that are relevant to Arab families, and it is not just in Lebanon, of course, but also in all Arab countries, and indeed it is a worldwide phenomenon of middle-class households around the world. One of the issues which I worked on was a contribution to a history of domestic service in Lebanon, where I talked to older women and asked them to explain who they had been brought up with, who were the domestic workers, what nationalities, what age in their household when they were growing up. I asked them about their parents and if they knew about their grandparents, who they employed, which showed a consistent practice or culture of employing domestic workers going back at least 100 years, and of course before that. I was able to get some evidence of the nationalities, which showed that at various times throughout Lebanon's history, different women worked in households. Sometimes they were merely girls from the age of 8 or 9, who indeed from that age grew up in the household that employed them, and they were of varying nationalities. There were Kurds, there were Alawis from Syria, there were, after 1948, Palestinian women who worked in households, and so on. There were Lebanese girls and young women from poor Lebanese families who were placed in the wealthier families. And there were so many stories of sexuality and degradation, but also of fondness and loving relationships with those women and girls who provided the domestic service for those families. And often the families looking after them financially till retirement or to marriage would often pay for the marriage ceremonies and so on and so forth. What changed, of course, was the Lebanese Civil War, when the traditional employment of Palestinians and Lebanese of different religious sects was no longer possible, and they began to bring in Asian women, beginning with Sri Lankans and Filipinas, and then later on Ethiopians. So that by 1990, there was a growing demand for domestic workers. By the year 2000, there was an estimation of about 200,000 domestic workers in the country. The Israeli invasion in July-August took place. There were many evacuations of not only Lebanese but also most foreigners living in the country, including domestic workers, who were quickly sent back to their home countries. This left a great hiatus, and the countries like the Philippines and Sri Lanka placed a ban on Lebanon as a place that was unsafe for their nationals to go to, and so they began to increase the numbers from Ethiopia as well as bring in people from Nepal, and they are possibly the most numerous today. Nonetheless, the dynamics of what happens when a stranger enters into the house to do the work, the training that occurs, which is sometimes quite brutal, with obsessive expectations for cleanliness and tidiness and so on, which is in the household usually the sole responsibility of the madame of the house. We discuss issues about how that might free up the woman of the house to work, to have more quality time to spend with her children, but also the children themselves are often being brought up by the maid. With regard to issues about policy, increasing numbers of NGOs and human rights activists have been engaged in campaigns for not only awareness raising within the populace about the problems that migrant domestic workers face, such as not being allowed out of the house, not being given sufficient food, inadequate sleeping arrangements, withholding of passports, and so on. Some publications have referred to as a new form of modern slavery. There is certainly a much greater awareness of foreign workers. There was a draft law drawn up last year in 2011. However, in early 2012, that draft law has finally been suspended with the resignation of the minister who was prepared to bring the migrant domestic work under labour law. My role was to assist the ministerial committee. I was able to provide statistics on the kinds of human rights abuses that were occurring and put some tentative statistics on the proportion of these women who were having human rights violations against them. The issue of policy is absolutely crucial for the government to do something about it. But unfortunately, domestic work has been explicitly excluded from labour law and is not recognised as a proper employment relationship. This is not just in Lebanon, but this has been the case in almost all Arab countries, in fact. The work of the Arab Family Working Group, from my perspective, continues to be one of not only researching their situations, but also to bring about change and reform through policy measures that needs very much to lead to legislative changes and the policing of those legislative changes. The issue of domestic work became a big issue for the International Labour Organization, which last year passed a special ILO convention specifically on decent work for domestic workers around the world. Even that convention did not adequately take into consideration the kind of arrangements of the sponsorship system, or what is generally called the kafala system in the Middle East, in the Arab world, that would assist in proper reform within Lebanon and other Arab countries as well.